In conversation with T.P. Schafer, Charles P. Schafer is an American writer and engineer. He has been a structural engineer in private practice for over 40 years and has written two science fiction novels called The Kuiper Rogue and Western Light. And on today's episode of Photo Interview, it's my utmost pleasure, joy, and excitement to offer the show today, Charles Schafer. And Cindy Breck coaxing me to interview Charles about its lovely novels. Welcome on the show, Charles.
Thank you.
It's quite nice to have you on the show today. So coming in.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, Charles, could you tell us about your science fiction novel in the name of Western Light, whose description on Amazon reads quite captivating to me? And I'd like to ask you, what inspired the making of Western Light, and how did you come to terms with writing hardcore science fiction novels?
Well, I've always been a science fiction aficionado, and I've also been in time travel, and I'm very concerned in our world about climate change and the effects of global warming. So I tried to combine that whole concept into one thing. When it came down to it, the farther I got into it, was kind of complex because we also have things going on, like you call it the 10-year maximum, the solar maximum. That's what I was looking for. And how could I drive that into a storyline? And so that's how we worked it in with a time travel issue. As as solar flares would interact with the atmosphere, they'd interact with the auroras, and we get a magnetic type of work out there, so that I came up with a way to work that into to transporting people through time by mistake. And and so the character Sarah inadvertently gets thrown back a few decades while she's tracking down problems in our current environment, and then she gets the chance to work her way back up to our time and try to correct some things that we've done wrong.
That's very, very interesting. So, still focusing on Western Lights. I would like to dive a little bit deeper for readers who haven't read the book yet. And without giving too much information away, could you have give us a sneak peek on what we could expect in terms of like the theme of Western Lights?
Yeah, so it delves firstly in our time, or say 10 years from now, and the effects of global warming have really escalated, which they currently are, and it's getting a lot worse. And there's two characters driving it, a mother and a daughter, and it's just their adventures through not only their current time, but the past, where the young girl isn't even alive yet. She hasn't been born. And how they reconnect and negotiate to try to get us out of the problems we've created for ourselves. And there's a lot of there's just a lot of human interaction along the way that drives the story to some good ends, which really aren't complete yet. It could go to a whole nother book.
I could see that could happen any story.
Yeah, that's actually very amazing. I mean, it's quite exciting to get to know. You're talking about climate change, talking about global warming, which is something that we all face today in our current world. I think it's an amazing theme to incorporate into a novel. And if you have a copy of the book, I'd like you to show to the camera just so we see what it looks like. Do you have a copy there with you?
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful cover, really.
It is.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
very.
the artist I've used, Jeff, is very 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 talented. He came up with this in about 15 minutes.
Oh,
Fif 15
interesting.
minutes of discussions, and he had this 90% done.
Wow.
So pretty
That's
impressive. And this is supposed to be a view
amazing.
of the Western Lights, the Northern Lights, as they correct down and are over San Francisco at that point, I believe.
Absolutely. Thank you. Now let's go to your other book, Cooper Rugg. In your book, Cooper Rugg, the character Will Vandola, I'm not quite sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Will
That's right.
Vandola to me seems to have gone through a lot of roller coaster or trying to solve a particular problem only to discover a much more bigger threat. I mean, while you're trying to solve one, I realize that, oh, it's more that it's much greater that we need to focus to next time around. And now I would like you to tell us about the making of the Cooper Rugg without, of course, giving much information away.
Yeah, the so Cooper Rugg, I actually wrote the basis for that many years ago, and then I just set it aside, and I hadn't really published anything at that point, and then I decided to get back into writing, and that's when I came up with Western Lights and put it out, and then I told my wife, I was like, well, I have to get a website put together. In the modern world for works. And I said, well, I got one thing right now. And she said, well, just take the old thing and rewrite it, finish it, make it a second edition, whatever you want. And I was like, well, that's a good idea. So Cooper Rugg was, probably 70% done. And I thought, okay, I can knock this out pretty quickly. So that's where the idea of actually finishing that up came with. But it's another apocalyptic. I don't know why I'm drawn to apocalyptic kind of stories, like with our modern day climate change. But this has to do with a rogue comet that comes through our solar system once every couple thousand years and ends up creating every civilization ending event you can name. But anyway, that's the basis of it.
I know you've got these two stories, but I'd like to focus back on Western Lights. I would like you to tell us just a little bit more about the book's characterization. While I agree that this might be kind of a tricky question to ask writers, knowing fully well that they kind of create the characterizations themselves, I would like to know and hear your opinion about this. Is there a particular character that stood out with you in this book? Is there one you love and maybe one that you actually just totally despise and hate? And actually, I want to know deep down why.
Well, the one I love the most is Sarah Gathers. From my time I was in college growing up, I've always seen that very brilliant women don't necessarily get their due credit in our world, and they get their credit in my mind. And I like to push that advantage wherever I can. I thought I can write about this now, so I can put women in the forefront, both technically and politically. And that's what I did in both of these books, by the way. But Sarah Gathers is really a character who's taken some lumps in her life and is regrouping and is really put in the forefront of some situations that not too many people can get through, and she marshals it very well. And then secondly, with her mother as a higher up, they work as a team.
I'm going to look forward to looking at this. I
And
like it
then
when female characters are there.
there's really no characters that I dislike. I don't like the whole Darth Vader thing, if you will. But there are people in positions of power that really shouldn't be there in our current world, and those are the I guess bad guys, if you will, that have to be negotiated around.
It's quite interesting. I don't know if I it's quite nice to get to know you love Sarah. I don't know if you can say the same for Will Vandola in your Cooper Rugg series.
Well, Will, again, so Will is probably the main protagonist in the book, but of equal status with him, I think his mother Margaret is she's the base commander. She's the reason Will is what he is, and there again is an estranged relationship that works back together, and it turns out obviously for the best in the end.
Yeah, that's quite interesting to know, really. That's quite interesting. Thanks for sharing. I know, Charles, I like also talk about inspirations and ideas. I've always been fascinated, taken aback, surprised by how authors, especially novelists like yourself, craft long sentences and bring words together in a way that, sentences come together to make paragraph, and paragraph make pages, and page make, chapters, and chapters coalition eventually makes a great novel like the one you've just showed to the camera, very huge and a bit voluminous. Now, as far as writing is concerned, I'd like to ask you, how do you get your inspirations and ideas to create stories to write these books? I'm curious.
Well, I always want to do something a bit unique, something I've never seen anyone else do before. So that's one of the drivers. And again, I don't like the standard stock characters you see in so many things, which is hard to avoid, but it's also not hard to create if you just focus on it. And I think when you have good characters and a good storyline, no matter how dark the storyline might be, then you end up with a great end product. And I also, I guess I have to thank my editors because I tell you, when I put Kuiper Rogue back out, or when I put it out, and I'd rewritten it, that was after I'd finished Western Lights, and I thought, well, I know what I'm doing now. I know what she's told me about all these, ins and outs of how you're supposed to set up storylines, and I sent it to her, and she wrote through. She goes, "Hey, great story, I love it, but you got to ditch the first five chapters. It's too much backstory." I'm like, "What?" So,
It's hard to rein all that in. It really is. The backstory, it's hard to take that out when you put so much effort into it.
I know, and I was like, "Really? Okay, well, so that threw me back a few months." But at the end, I also realized that she was exactly right. It made for a lot better version of what it would have been. So.
And out of curiosity, apart from Kuiper Rogue and Western Lights, do you have any other works that you've authored or currently working on?
None that I've authored, but yes, I'm about a third of the way through another book right now, and I'm hoping to have it done by the spring. So
That's amazing.
I keep getting requests for a sequel to Western Lights. There's been a number of people write and say, "Hey, when's the next one coming out?" I'm like, currently have no plans,
Oh
but
my goodness.
it might.
It's
So.
quite fun because writing takes quite a lot of time, quite a lot of commitment, energy, and things that need to be done to get a lot of these things up, really. Yeah, it's quite amazing. Thanks for sharing.
And the hard part of the hard thing for me is, I'm running an engineering company, so I don't have a lot of time. So I just got to block out, 2 or 3 hours a day, and just say, this is what I'm going to do. So, but at my age, I can say that and do that,
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, could you tell us what publishing is like for a published author like yourself? I know that with different authors, the experiences differ from one person to another, especially if you're writing in a different genre that differs from someone else. For a poet, publishing might be a different experience. For a romance writer, it might be a different experience. For a memoir writer, it might be a different experience. Yeah. But then, are there any challenges you've encountered in the process of writing your books and also ever since you've got published? And also, how do you handle criticism as a writer?
As a writer, I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy the process of it. I think what helps me through it is I've spent so many decades working on projects. I know how to take something from nothing and make it something. It's a building you're looking at, which is a difficult process. So when you start writing, I do it the same way. I just think, okay, I got to get the foundations laid out. I got to get the basis of where the story's supposed to go, even though it might never end that way. But at least I have an idea, and I push that ahead and I start developing characters along the way. A lot of times, a character is something that comes along. It's not necessarily one that you begin with that becomes the one that's the most important.
Just out of curiosity, I would like you to share with our viewers something about your books that we didn't mention in this interview. Is there anything that you'd love to share with the viewers or anything?
Well, I do a lot of research on these books, so it's not like I'm just writing a story about walking through the woods. I mean, on Kuiper Rogue, for instance, I did a lot of research on off-world habitats. The stuff we're using now is just so simple and basic and non-functional. But I came across the Biosphere Project, which is actually a facility out in Arizona. I went and visited it, and I bought their book and read through it and thought, this is how they're going to do it in the next 100 years. This is where we're going to be. We're going to be creating actual livable biomes to have to inhabit. And so that became a key element. Then I enhanced it for what I thought would be future technologies, which I could go into, but then that's a lot of techno mumbo jumbo. But
Great information for another
but anyway,
time.
I did credit them though at the end of the book. I did credit Biosphere 2 Project.
That's interesting. If you have Cooper Rock there, could you lift it up again just so we see what it looks like? You've shown the first book already, Western Light, so we'd love you to
Well,
show the other
so
book.
Kuiper Rogue is right there. But again, Jeff, the artist, he drew this again in about 15 minutes. And that was the
Really?
rough copy. And then it took him a couple of weeks to, to tidy it up. But I was like, man, you just nailed everything.
It's amazing.
Everything right in there. Even
There's a lot of
Saturn
small
looks good.
detail. There's a lot of small
A
detail and
lot of detail in
craftsmanship
there.
there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
We are seeing solar planets, something that looks like moon. We are seeing another thing that looks like satellite. We are seeing spacecraft. We are seeing you can easily tell that this is an amazing science fiction novel from just the cover
And
that, oh, you're about to read
you
something
got the rogue
hardcore.
comet right there at the top of the screen.
Oh.
He
I
put it
think
all
what
in
I've
there.
Yeah, I think actually what I like about your book cover is how the word the is small, then it goes to Kuiper, then Rogue, and how it's enhanced and builds up. It's like it's coming at you. I like that.
And that's another thing Jeff put in there. Yeah. In fact, he did so good with this letter font.
Yeah.
And I really love that font that I had the typesetters use it. So inside the book, they actually use the same letter font. And
Oh, this is
they're
very
using it for all the
professional.
chapter head titles too.
That's
So
great.
anyway.
That's very professional and traditional. Thank you for sharing. And as a published author, I'd like to ask you, what sort of advice do you have for other writers who are still struggling with writing and publishing a book in your particular kind of genre? What would you advise people in this category?
It's like anything else. You have to first of all set up a plan. I know this sounds real tech or real almost military like, but you have to set up a plan and just decide, this is what I'm going to do, and it's going to take 6 months to a year or so by the time I get through it all. And if you want to do it like I do, you got to do back I do background research for 6 months before I start anything. So
Interesting.
it takes you have to know the technicals. One of my favorite books ever was Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton. If you ever read that book, you'll believe they can make dinosaurs. That's how brilliant that man was. I mean, it's like, my gosh, I believe they can do it. But it's all science fiction. But if you put the research into something, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is. So I'd say, first of all, do your research. Second of all, realize it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And then when you're done and you think you got this perfect product, you send it to your editor and you lose five chapters. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready to take any punch because they all keep coming at you.
I really think the
Absolutely.
research into a book makes it that much more richer. I absolutely love books that have research in it.
Yeah, makes you have a much blend of story, and you're reading something also that has a bit deep of research in it as well. That's amazing, Chef. And just in case we have some viewers who are currently watching this interview, I would love to get a copy of your book. On what platform is it available on for purchase?
You can go to cpschafer.com, and it's available on Amazon and in Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Australia. It's available everywhere.
Interesting. And I left a link in the discussion part of this interview where interested viewers can get a copy of C.P. Schaefer's books directly on Amazon, on his website, and also on other platforms. So thank you so much, Chas, for accepting the invitation to be featured on P English Literature. It's awesome, and I must say it's actually more than awesome having this lovely conversation with you around your works. Thanks for coming home.
Thank you.
Thank you.